Let's go to God in a word of prayer. Jesus, thank you that you gave us a promise that you would come back soon. Lord, we don't know when that's going to be. But Jesus, help us to grow in our faith. And thank you that we can always be ready for your return. Jesus, speak to our hearts today as we study and preach the message. And Lord, teach us what you'd have us to know. And I ask this all in your wonderful, precious name. Amen. Well, this is Tabernacles. The Bible calls this week Tabernacles. It's 7 days long. It's the last appointed time of the Lord, and one of the most important ones. Tabernacles began last Wednesday evening. Thursday was the first day. It will go through next Wednesday until Wednesday evening, and then Thursday is the eighth day. The day after Tabernacles, mentioned in the Bible many, many times, both Old and New Testament. See, all of these appointed times of the Lord are mentioned in the New Testament. We just miss them because we don't understand what else they were called. This is called the Great Day of the Lord, and we're going to talk about that a little later. But all of these appointed times of the Lord had their foundation in something that God did in Israel in the past. Something that he continued to do in Israel throughout the ages. And something that Jesus was going to fulfill in the future. We've talked about Passover, which is our Good Friday. And in Passover, as you remember the story when the angel of death passed over the children of Israel when they were in Egypt, they were to sacrifice a lamb, put its blood on the doorpost, and when the angel saw the blood, the angel would pass over. Jesus, the Lamb of God, died on that Good Friday, right before Passover, at the same time that the people were sacrificing the Passover lambs, because he is the Lamb of God, slain from the foundation of the world for our sins. God wanted the people to come together and celebrate Passover so that they would recognize Jesus when he died on the cross for our sins. But in that 1 week period, there were three appointed times of God: Passover, unleavened bread, and first fruits. And in the Bible, leaven represents sin, and the unleavened bread, when the Israelites left Egypt, they were to make unleavened bread because it would last a long time and not spoil. So the symbolism there was get the leaven out of the bread, or get the sin out of our lives, so that we can live for eternity. That's what God is trying to teach the people in that. And then came first fruits, which was the first fruit of the harvest. And the Bible calls Jesus the first fruit of the resurrection from the dead. God was trying to teach the people to look forward to what Christ was going to do for them. And by the way, Passover, or our Good Friday, is the first of the most holiest times for God. Then came Pentecost. Moses was given the Ten Commandments at Pentecost, and we were given the Holy Spirit at Pentecost. God wanted us to be ready to see what he was going to do. And Pentecost was the second most holy time of the Lord. During these holy times, all Jews throughout Israel were supposed to come to Jerusalem and worship the Lord during Passover, during Pentecost, and during Tabernacles. This week, according to God's calendar, is one of the three most important events in God's eyes for this world. And yet we in Christianity have very little understanding of what Tabernacles is all about, because Jesus has not yet fulfilled it. In the last 3 weeks, we've celebrated Rosh Hashanah, or trumpets, which is all about a day coming when the angels will blow the trumpets and set into motion the last events of this world. Trumpets were used when the Israelites went to war. They were used to worship God. You know the story when Joshua and the people marched around Jericho, and the first 6 days they're blowing the trumpets and they're worshiping God. Or the time when Gideon took 300 soldiers out to fight the whole Midianite army, and all they did was blow their trumpets, praising the Lord, and the army scattered. Trumpets, God wants us, when trumpets comes, when Rosh Hashanah or Yom Teruah, the day of trumpets comes, he wants us to think of all these things. To the Jews, trumpets is also the announcing of the coronation of their Messiah. The Messiah is coming. Get ready to crown him king. Well, we had trumpets. I didn't hear the angels blow them this year. Things have not yet been set in motion for the end times. But how close are we? Then there's a period of 7 days between trumpets and Yom Kippur, or the Day of Atonement, which the Jews called the Day of Awe. They also called it Daniel's Trouble, and we call it the Tribulation, and it represents the 7 years of tribulation that will be upon this earth after the angels begin to blow the trumpets, leading right up to Yom Kippur, which is a day of judgment, Day of Atonement. And on Yom Kippur, as we talked about last Sunday, the high priest would take two male goats. One, they would sacrifice as a sin offering to the Lord. Its blood would be shed. And the other, the priest would lay his hands upon its head and confess all the sins of Israel upon its head and send it out into the desert. And Jesus fulfilled both of those already. Once, when he died on the cross, paid the price for our sins, and carried our sins away. But he's going to fulfill it again a second time when he returns and judges this world. And then there's 5 days, and we have Tabernacles. We're right on day number 4 of Tabernacles, which is 7 days long. And during Tabernacles was initially set up when God said to the Jews, "You wandered in the desert for 40 years, and you lived in little tabernacles, little tents, little booths. But now you're coming into the promised land, and you no longer have to live in these temporary dwellings." See, tabernacles means it's a dwelling place. It's a place of residence. God says, you no longer have to live in these temporary residences. You are coming into the promised land, which I promised you, and this is going to be your home now. You can build houses. You're at home. And it was a time that God wanted us then to look forward to a time when we are no longer living in our temporary dwelling, our bodies. The Bible says, "Know ye not that your body is the temple or tabernacle of the Holy Spirit who lives inside of you?" These bodies are wearing out. 70, 80, 90, 100 years, and we're done with them. But he wants us to look forward to that time when we're no longer living in temporary dwellings, but when we're dwelling with him. Now, there were many things that happened in Israel during this time. One of them was when Solomon dedicated the temple, the first temple. On the eighth day, the great day of the Lord, the Bible says the Holy Spirit came down, God's Spirit came down and filled the temple, filled that temple. And God's Spirit took up residence above the Ark of the Covenant, filling that whole temple. God's Spirit had already been above the Ark of the Covenant, but he filled that whole temple. And the Jews are looking forward to the day when God's Spirit will come down and fill that whole temple area again. And that's what Tabernacles is all about. You see, the temple, which was a temporary dwelling place, the Jews designed all their synagogues after the design of the temple. As a matter of fact, so do the churches, or at least the Lutheran Church, Catholic Church does. In the temple, this little indentation here, was the Holy of Holies. Why did we put an indentation here in our wall? In the Holy of Holies was the Ark of the Covenant, where the Spirit of God lived. Today in synagogues, what they would be similar to the Holy of Holies, they keep the Torah, the first five books of the Bible. Look what we have, because Jesus fulfilled it all. We have the symbol of his death and resurrection. He's no longer on the cross. He died and he rose and brought us into the Holy of Holies with God. And we got a platform here. Why did churches build platforms here? You know, you go into churches, all these old churches, modern churches, they lose it a little bit. But why did we put a platform here? Well, you know, maybe so that I could get up a little higher, we think. Or in the old days, if people were up speaking, you could hear them without a microphone. But in the Jewish synagogues, they had a platform. And it was used for the reading of the Word of God, because his Word is so high. This is why we put it here, and we don't even know why we did it. But this is the symbolism here. And then we have the congregation where people meet for prayers, for sacrifice. And this was in the temple area too. The priests would go into this area and offer up the prayers and the sacrifice, the bread offerings to God. Well, God's Spirit came down and filled that temple on Tabernacles. And the Jews are waiting for the day when God's Spirit will come down during Tabernacles, this time of the year, and fill that temple area. As a matter of fact, the Bible says in the book of John, and here's where we miss it, it says, and on the last day, the great day. And because we don't understand Hebraic roots, we don't know that's talking about Tabernacles and the last day of Tabernacles, which is the great day when the Jews are looking for the Spirit of God to come forth. Jesus walked into the temple area, and at the time that the high priest is pouring water on the altar and saying, come, Lord, come down, give us your living water, Jesus cries out, I am the living water of life. If anyone thirsts, Let him come to me, and out of his innermost being will flow rivers of living water. When did he say that? On the eighth day, the last day of Tabernacles. Because he was the Spirit of God who came into the temple, who they were looking for. That night, they would light four candelabras 75 feet tall. They had many gallons of oil in them, and the flame was so bright. Some of you have gone by some of these refineries where you see the flame coming out the smokestack or the stack there anyway, and how bright it is. These flames are so bright, they lit up all of Jerusalem at night, and people could see it all over Israel. And it was at that time that Jesus said, I am the light of the world. And then he goes and heals a blind man. And the blind man who'd been blind all his life can now see. Not only does Jesus say he's the light of the world, he proves it by healing a blind man. That was Tabernacles. But there's one more thing yet to come with Tabernacles. When Jesus comes back and sets up his kingdom here on earth, he will set it up during Tabernacles. But this is the one time of the year when Jesus Christ himself will require people from all the nations of the world, maybe not all the people, but anyway representatives, leaders, to come to Jerusalem and worship him during Tabernacles. He's not going to require it for Passover because he's already shed his blood. He's not going to require it for Pentecost because he is now living among us physically. But he's going to require it for Tabernacles. Now think how holy this time of the year is when Jesus is going to make this a yearly celebration for the entire millennium that he rules on this earth. And that was read in Zechariah. You probably, I don't know if you can remember when Debbie read Zechariah today, 14, when it says, and during this time, the king will require all the nations of the world to come to Jerusalem to worship him. And if they do not come up, if there's people here in the United States, if our representatives don't go to Jerusalem during that time, the whole United States will have no rain for 1 year. Bible says if the people from Egypt do not come up, they won't have any rain for 1 year. And then they'll learn the next year, we better come to Jerusalem during Tabernacles. Because Jesus is getting the world ready now for one more final event. And Debbie also read that in Revelation. Tabernacles will finally be fulfilled when I see a new heaven come down to a new earth, the kingdom of God like a bride, like a bride adorned for her husband. See, Tabernacles is all about God's kingdom coming down to this earth. And God calls us during Tabernacles to read, recite, and rehearse and think about that time when he sets up his kingdom here on earth. That's what Tabernacles is all about. Let's go to God in prayer. Lord Jesus, thank you that you're coming back. And Heavenly Father, thank you that your dwelling is also going to be on earth with us. And this will be the new heaven and the new earth. And that we who know you will be there with you. God, increase our faith. Jesus, keep us looking forward to you. Oh, Lord, I would pray that you would so touch our hearts, God, that if there be things in our life that we worry about, that we're concerned about, that we say, that we do, God, that you would help us to put it all into proper perspective. Lord, that you would help us as we repent of those things that you don't want us dealing with or saying or doing. Lord, that we could repent and that we could live our life the way you created us to live. Oh, Jesus, thank you that you're coming back. In your wonderful, precious name, amen. Let's open.